Together, we are Ash Friendly. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Seal Jones. I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, today we're going to talk about some exciting news, but yet some, I don't know, it was just sad. It was sad. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to come out with the app in November. I'm going to come out with it in May. Just because there was a couple technical things that I didn't know I really needed. And to make sure the app is running efficiently and I'm at full capacity, I need it. And it's going to take a little bit more time to develop than I thought. So what I really need is a motherboard to basically display everything going on with Ash Friendly, from the ADA accessible transportation to the heroes to the to other people that are helping out, to organizations, to businesses, everything involved with Ash Friendly. I need to have everything in front of me to see exactly what's going on in Ash Friendly today, tomorrow, the future, and also the past. So that way I can be very accurate with information saying that about our progression of what we're doing, how we're doing it, things that are working, things that aren't working. See, for a lot of people who don't really have or can't really understand what meaning, purpose and understanding is, for someone who doesn't have it, it's a long process to go and try to find it. And I want to make sure that we journal everything really nice, talk about it, express it, so that way we can see the progression of each individual going through this nice kind of like metamorphosis back into like something they want to be, something they dream of being and never thought they could have the chance to. So when I am out doing things, I can have other heroes, other people working for me, my Salesforce, other individuals doing the good work, businesses that want to be put on the map, businesses that want to inform us of what they're doing, so that they, we can see this the change slowly, and they can add it in themselves once they get Ash Friendly certified. So the key for everything is just I want Ash Friendly to be labeled as just a sound business, someone that has a very gentle, loving ego, but also the business is very just dominant. If it's Ash Friendly and you're going into it, you know what to expect, the expectations, the things that you're looking for. And if they don't have it, you're already going to know they don't have it. And that, you're okay with that because you're in there maybe to enjoy the food, your friends, and you've made other options to solve the disability problem you may have or solve the cultural problem that you have. You have ways around it. So that way you can still enjoy the facilities, like whatever they do, their process, their work, their job. And so that way it makes you feel like you're part of the group, part of things. Now, if they're Ash Friendly, they can tell us, hey, you know, this doesn't have a ramp in it yet, but we're going to get one. And we can monitor all their production, everything they're trying to do to make it happen. So that way we can truly just expand ourselves slowly in a nice, gentle, and easier way. See, I'm really trying to avoid all the hostility people have if they don't immediately take care of a certain problem that they didn't know they really had. Because a lot of people don't understand what ADA compliant is, what are the needs of someone disabled, how to interact with someone who's disabled, how to talk to people correctly and respectfully. So it's an ongoing process. And I'm trying to avoid the attack that you always see on social media or anywhere. You're just going to attack them because you want to make sure whatever, that they're right or whoever it is, you're getting attacked. And like, well, no, we're not here to attack them. We're here just to give them understanding and to see if they're willing to what they want to do to make a change or find the problem out. And then Ash Friendly can help them work it out and see if there's a easy loving solution that they may need. So I'm still going to come out with all the activities in October and November and so on. I'm still going to have my monthly meetings, two of them, and my monthly event. I'm just not going to come out with the app right away. And I know, so this is something that I've really understood about, like, me. Before, when it was like other people sabotaging me and stealing my money and just trying to do me wrong and never could really get the support that I needed when I'm paying these people or lying to me. And I felt like a failure because I trusted these people doing business. And so therefore, I'm like, cool, that hurt. But this doesn't hurt because this is my decision. This is something that's going to benefit everybody, not just myself. Because if I come out with it too soon and it's not everything that everyone expects it to be, I might fail a little bit and get a little lag behind. Instead, now I'm going to have everything ready to go and then I can move full steam ahead, which is something that I'm like really, really excited about. But I'm not going to have come out with the app until May. So that's what I've been dealing with all week last week. I just wanted to have a quick update today on exactly what is going on, so people can have a better understanding, and I don't want the expectations really high for Ash Friendly already, but I just want to say we're going to push back the opening of Ash Friendly and the big party till May. It's just the way that it is, and I'm deeply sorry if I hurt anyone that was like really excited about coming out, they're ready to work for us. I know there's a lot of people out there that are willing to do a lot of work, but we're still going to work together. We're going to have a better plan, better preparation, more time to think and to navigate through things. Because we're still going to log and still create everything on Ash Friendly on the website, but we're going to have to wait time for the app to get loaded in to be connected to it. So, well, folks, thank you very much for listening. I'm going to leave you as always leave you. If you can love yourself, love the people around you, love the environment just a little more every day, then we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. Thank you very much for listening. And remember, together we are Ash Friendly.